You're listening to a message from Victory Dumaguete. How do we develop a lifestyle of devotion to God's Word? Find out in week one of our new series, Forward.
Really, Pastor Archie, thank you for inviting us here, Pastor Archie and Miss Rian. Just a trivia, we met Rian before Pastor Archie. It was actually in kids' ministry. But the most unforgettable time was when I spent 3 grueling months together with Pastor Archie in the School of Campus Ministry. We're the 3rd batch, okay? Yan kami ngayon. Pastor Archie is way up there in the middle. He is actually our best preacher. But ayaw mo maniwala? Taga dito ka ba? That being said, please be gentle with me. Is that okay? Is that okay? Because he's really a prolific preacher and he preaches from his heart. Pastor Archie alluded to it that back in 2013, we were actually here in Tavern and tremendous growth we've seen. We actually passed by Spanish Heritage and Pastor Archie said, one day I'm praying that we'll be able to rent that place and actually hold services there. Guess what? You're here and you're looking now for a bigger place. That's the grace of God there. Come on. Last Friday, we held our marriage booster, and praise God to that. Friday, and then just yesterday afternoon, we did our parenting seminar. You know, in the very heart of our mission and vision as a ministry, as a movement, okay, as a whole. Guys, we're one church. It just so happened that you are in Dumaguete. That's why you're called Victory Dumaguete. But we are Victory. We're one. We are one. If you see how everything evolves in our church, it's dynamic because of the oneness. Because of the what? Because we're one. We are one as a church and as a body. That being said, in the very heart of our mission and vision is actually family. Family. That's why when we came here, we made sure we asked Pastor Archie, okay, what do you need? It's in marriages and it's in parenting. Okay, we're also here just to make sure because they're the couple that we really love and we really run in the ministry with. So we also are checking up on them. Guys, support your pastors. Support your very young and dynamic pastors. Not because they are on a platform set up. No. Not just that. But support them because they're doing God's work in this kingdom, in His kingdom here on earth. And you guys are a part of it. Apart from all of you. Tingnan mo yung katabi mo. Sabi mo, apart from you. Ba't ang lakas naman nun? Dahan lang. Hinahinay. Okay, apart from you. Apart from all of you. Everything that's been happening here won't be that prosperous. It won't. It takes all of us because we're better together. Everybody shout, better together!
Better together!
Okay, that's it. Thank you. See you next year. This is my family. Okay, this is my treasure, my reward. This is my family and my 2 wonderful boys. They're not here, but we brought Lara here, okay? And my wife is here. Siddharth, can you stand up? Yeah. Okay? For all the men, sabihin nyo, merong Diyos. Diba? Yung mga babae, jackpot. It's true. They're really my family, and I praise God for them, that I can do ministry with them along the way. Our series is called Forward. Why Forward? Because as a church, hindi lang yung church na nagpo-forward, because the church cannot go move forward without all of you. Do you know that? Okay? Have you tried rowing a boat, all 6 of you? If you're not going forward, the other going backward, the other, they just don't know why they're inside the boat. They won't go anywhere. It really has to take all of us doing it. And our mandate is what? Is to honor God and make disciples. Make disciples is in our very heart. We do that. It's not a mantra. It is in our very lifeblood. Make disciples. So we have to move forward. Because in the church, you ought to move forward. You ought to be moving. Okay? Hindi lang pwede, okay, andito lang ako, papalamig, kasi walang kuryente sa labas. Like students who are gamers, how many gamers do we have in the house? Woo! Alam ba ng parents nyo? I hope, okay? You want to level up, right? Oh, I level up. All of us wants to level up. One way to level up is to make sure that in your discipleship journey, because it's a journey, the Victory Group, the discipleship, that's why we have a booth dedicated back there. It's actually a journey. Okay? It's more than a statistics or more than a, No, it's not. It's not for membership. It's a journey. Because we want each one of us to move in that journey to level up. To don't get stuck where you are. You can get stuck inside the church. You can. And the thing with getting stuck in the church is you might feel so comfortable. I'm not saying ministry. Ministry is good. Praise God. Go Kids Church. Yeah! Dalawa lang yun. Narinig niyo yun. Ibang Kids Church. Yeah? You can get stuck. And when you get stuck, you feel so comfortable and say, okay, I'll stay here. And you still think that you are a growing Christian. You have to move to actually grow, see growth. How many of you love basketball? Basketball. Pastor Archie, let me pray for your heart as the Spurs lost a while ago. 2 points. Last shot. Anyway, I'm a Lakers fan. Who amongst you? You're a Golden State Warriors fan. Do you ever dream of going an Oracle Arena and just watching in the sideline? Would you love to do that? Just watching the sideline? No. For me, I'd like to be the person to dribble the ball, cross it, tack, tack. Call Steph. Steph. Stephanie. And assist the ball to her. Stephanie kasi. And assist back without looking. Back, back, back. And shoot the 3 points. Hindi, hindi napasok. I want to be in the game.
Good.
Don't stay in the sidelines. It's good to cheer, but it's different when you have to get in the game. In the church, you have to get in the game. You have to get your hands messy, conflict with time, there's commitment, but get your hands messy. Jesus had his hands so messy. You know, in the greatest museum in Europe, they're actually churches. They're actually churches. Once you get there, they will see a big sign outside that it was established by a church. It used to be a church. When you go inside, there's no priest, there's no minister. Why? It became a museum. It became a museum. When a church becomes a museum, the congregation, the church, the people inside becomes a what? Becomes antique. Amuyin mo yung katabi mo. Huwag ganyan. Don't say it, don't say it. Katokin mo.
Kahoy.
Pag hindi nagre-react, kahoy yun. True, true. Even a vibrant church like this can actually die if the congregation, the church, you and I. This is just a hall. Without all of you, this is not a church. It's a hall. It becomes a church when you and I are here. And the presence of God is very thick. But if we're not moving, we're actually dead. We're like antiques. We're like those churches in Notre Dame and just museums right now. We're called to be disciples. We're called to make disciples. All of us are disciples. A disciple is someone who follows Jesus, fish for people, and what? And fellowship with believers. My prayer is that we really have to check our heart. And we check, are we moving forward? Are we really moving? Or are we sometimes sliding back? Hindi backslide yun, sliding back lang. And then move forward again. Are we a disciple? I remember what Pastor Steve often, when he comes here, he doesn't check the numbers of the attendees of Victory Philippines, of every nation Philippines. Wherever he goes, first thing he will check is, how many Victory Group leaders do we have? How many Victory Group leaders we have? It's about discipleship. It's not about a church. It's not about how big we are, but the quality of people that we have. Are we moving? Are we moving? Are we part of the statistic? Discipleship is the fruit of spiritual growth. Okay? It's not a prerequisite so that I can raise my hand, so that I can be part of a leader's conversion, so that I can be part of a leader's discipleship conference. It's not. It's for your own good. It's for spiritual growth. And when there's growth, when there's fruit, you are actually moving forward. Amen?
Come on,
amen? And in the very heart of it is spiritual discipline. How many of you love discipline?
Yeah.
Okay. Show of hands, show of hands. Nobody's watching, just Jesus. How many of you love discipline? Honest. Si Pastor Archie, naisip niya magtataas ba ako ng kamay? Hindi. Discipline. You know, we have a wrong connotation of what discipline is. Discipline is actually good. Discipline is actually to protect you and I. Discipline is to put boundaries, borders around so that we won't get hurt. But the wrong connotation of what discipline is here in the world is that it's something hard, something do's and don'ts, something that would really stretch me. But stretching is good, as the Bible said. Because we have to stretch our faith. Okay, I go to the gym. I exercise. Walang punchline yun. Wala talaga, bro. I really go to the gym. Hindi, oo talaga. Ayaw niyo maniwala. Ikaw na lang dito. I go, it's hard. Sometimes it's really frustrating when I get home and after a month, you know, paying the... I don't know why you go to the gym, pay a trainer, and then ask him to make you endure all the exercises. I don't know. I ask him once, can you just pay me? You know, balik tarin na lang natin. But it's stretching. Discipline is good. It's for our body. It's to make up who we are. It's to stretch our faith. It's to make us move forward. The spiritual discipline is reading your Bible and pray every day. How many of you know that song? Okay, 1, 2, 3, go.
Read your Bible, pray.
I can still be a kid church. Kid church and all. It's reading our Bible. Not just simply reading it so that I can tell my victory group leader that I read my Bible. I can post the Bible verse for the day in all my Instagram. Friendster, multiply. To let everybody know, especially my pastor, know that I read my Bible and that I prayed. It's for our own good. Because God knows that when everything comes our way, all the trials, all the hardships, the grades that we need to attain, the payment for our tuition fee, the payment for our kids' tuition fee. Now it's summer. Sometimes parents, right? Summer are more costly than school days, right? Yeah. With all the things that come our way, are we disciplined enough and say, come on, let's take it on. I'm up for it. The whole series, we're going to look at an account of Peter. Peter as a disciple of Christ. Peter as somebody who followed Jesus Christ and became a victory group leader. Remember, Peter is the very first church planter. Let's read in 1 Peter 2, verse 2, where it said, like newborn babies crave for pure spiritual milk, so that by it you may grow up your salvation. In ESV, it said that by it you may grow up into salvation. What does that mean? I had to check. I said, no, wait. Is the Bible theologically challenged? How can we grow into our salvation? Because our salvation is supposed to be free, freely given through faith, by grace. What happened there? Because Jesus knows that once in a while, we would actually forget what He did for us on the cross. What He did for you and I. And what that present. Talk about crave. What does crave mean? Crave is actually a command. Okay? It's a command for you and I. It's a command for who? Newborn babies. Look at the one beside you. Is he drooling? Is he sleeping or is he a newborn baby? We have to crave. It's a command. Because we are newborn babies. Because we are babies, we walk by faith. We have to crave. It's a command for us. And the command is to what? Is to desire. The meaning of crave is to desire. Overly, zealously desire for something. And that this desire, Peter is telling us, his prayer for all of us, our prayer for this church, our prayer for our church, all of our churches, that it would become natural so that it becomes a lifestyle. It becomes a lifestyle for you and I. I remember I was reached out very late. I had a marital problem, and then we ran to a very first small group leader who are actually our cousins in Victory Alabang. And they were our business partners. So when we ran to them, I didn't know when they told us, why don't you read the Bible? We were having marital problems then. They said, why don't you open your Bible and read the Bible? Remember the message that I had for you that time. That was in 2006. And I thought about it and I said, wait. Oh yeah, they gave us a Bible. They gave us a Bible back in 2004. That means from 2004 to 2006, I never opened that Bible. Okay, when I checked the Bible, mali pala ako. Actually, they gave it to us 2002 pa. And when I opened the Bible, there was actually a prayer, a testimony for me and my wife that I never knew. I was saved only in 2006. But my prayer is that ever since that time, I really crave for God's Word. As in, crave. Yung talagang crave is not just to, okay, read it and then get done with it and then go. No, crave is slowly. You salivate. Nanamnamin mo bawat chew. You would really be not only after the nourishment, but the enjoyment. Don't raise your hands now, but how many of you really enjoy reading God's Word? Enjoy means you can't get enough of it. It's not about the length of time if you read your Bible that you can say, ninanamnam ko to, why? I read it an hour. It's not. You can actually be nourished and love it and enjoy it in 5 to 10 minutes. It depends actually if you already heard from God. When you come to church, are you expectant of God's Word? Are you expectant of God's Word? One way, I'm not saying that this is truth for everyone, is that I carry a notebook and a pen with me when I read my Bible, when I go to church, because I'm expectant of His Word. He actually had the Word for me while I was doing worship a while ago, because I crave for those times with Him. That's crave. What is crave for you? How do we crave? The people back in Manila are waiting for me now. Why? Because they're craving for their, ta-na-an, Silvanas. They're craving for it, okay? It's like I'm opening an outlet in Manila because of the order that I got. But it's more than that craving. Sometimes as humans, we crave for so many stuff. What do we crave for? We crave for love. Sometimes we crave for acceptance, identity, okay? Yung mga nagpapapayat, minsan identity yun, okay? There was a time I was really challenged in that also. Why do I want to lose weight? Significance, attention. Hey, there are some people, ko sa church lang, pagpasok, nagpakaayos-ayos, maagang-maaga sa church, inayos lahat ng upuan, dumaan yung pastor, hindi siya pinansin. Hindi ako pinansin ng pastor ko. Pang-apat na service ko na to. Pagod na ako. Purpose. What is your purpose? What is our purpose? Our purpose is our calling. It's not only how you know that your calling is to be set up by the direction, but my prayer is that you go back to God's Word as the source and direction of your purpose, of our direction. The Bible said that it is like a light upon a path, lamp upon our feet. It's like the chart, the course of our life. Are you being directed by the world or by His Word? A lot of people crave for forgiveness. But I'm sorry to say, even though we as pastors just keep on praying and praying and praying and praying and praying for you, unless you accept the forgiveness of the Lord Jesus Christ that He has forgiven you, then you can release forgiveness. Then you are set free, because we are set free. We think that this will give us satisfaction. It will nourish us. At times, it's actually okay, but we crave for it in wrong places. Especially when you know that all that you're craving for is taking the place of Jesus in your heart. It's taking away your focus on God and focus on purpose, calling, identity, gym, how do I look like, do I still have hair, my bank book, my school is okay, my grades are okay, but they can actually replace God in your heart. What do you crave for? The Bible says, crave for spiritual pure milk. Naalala nyo ba yung Magnolia? How many of you remember that bottle? You have a very young church. And some people, they just want to deny it. That they know that. Crave for spiritual milk. What is spiritual milk? Let's go back a couple of verses back. In 1 Peter 1, 3 and 4, it said, praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. In His mercy, He has given us new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead and into an inheritance that can never perish, spoil, or fade. This inheritance is kept in heaven for you. Okay? The context where he wrote this. You remember, Peter is reminding us All that we're doing now are our inheritance because of what? Because of not what you did, what you do, what your parents did, but because of Jesus Christ. He died for you. He rose again from the dead for you. But the context here, we have to know the context. We have to know the context. The context is that at that time, they were actually undergoing persecution. Some people are being executed. Houses are being burnt. Some people are being crucified, burnt alive, beheaded, and some were being used as torchlight. Okay? Hindi yung cross na ganun, okay? Upside down, and then they're being burned. Okay? So that people on the street would know that when you are a Christian, you can be burned. They are beheaded, removed from jobs, husbands leaving their Christian wives, given bad reputation, gossip everywhere. Difficulties beyond what we are actually experiencing. My prayer is that you will make sure where you are as Christians now. Jesus did everything on that cross. Sometimes we often cannot relate in our lives because we say that happens elsewhere. This was actually, when Peter wrote this, that was the context. A lot of Christians were hopeless, some want to fight back, and here was Peter telling them something different. Rather than fighting back, Peter gives them an encouragement. You are actually born again. You have now an inheritance that endures forever. And what are you living for? It was actually reminding us of one thing and one thing only, Jesus. For some of you students here or some grammar teachers here, you might tell me, sorry, Pastor, that's wrong. There shouldn't be a period there. No, that's correct. Jesus, period. As I learned it very early on in my life, everything after Jesus is a bonus. Everything after Jesus, I'm not kidding. I have a beautiful wife. I have beautiful children. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. I have a good job. I get to eat 3 meals a day. 3 plus 3, 6. But really, Jesus is everything. Jesus should be your everything. Peter was reminding his people. In my prayer, I don't know what you're going through right now. Where are you right now in your season? But you're reminded and encouraged that I am born again. That now my inheritance is not only in my last name, but in Jesus Christ alone. This spiritual milk is pure, and it is actually about experiencing God and what He did for you and I. When He made us born again, it's not only to convert His people. It's not. Jesus does this to resurrect our dying heart. What is your heart right now? Where is your heart right now? It doesn't mean that you're in ministry, that you're okay. It's not. That's why you have to be in a discipleship group. It's not for gossip that you're in the discipleship group. It's more than praying for each other and encouraging each other. It's checking up and being accountable to each other. That's why we came here. Yes, we came here to minister to Victory Dumaguete, but our primary purpose, Archie knows this and Rian knows this, is to check on them as well, how they are, because we need each other. Yes. Have you seen the full armor of God, right? Kid Church, full armor of God. Full armor of God. Pansin nyo ba? Everything's in the front. Belt of truth, shield, helmet of salvation. Lahat na sa unahan. Where's the back? Where's the back part? Who's watching my back? Jesus? Yeah, good. I also got Archie in my back. I'm sure that Archie got Tom behind him, fighting for him as well. That's why you are in a church community. That's why you are in a church community. So many things have gone our way. Me with my family, with my children. I praise God that Jason and Nanny were there. I praise God that Pastor Dennis and Tammy were there. Maybe you're stuck. You're being secretive and all. Now I want you to move forward. Not just secretive, but sometimes you don't want to meddle with other people or to just encourage. You have to move forward. My prayer is that you won't get stuck. The world right now is perishable. It's dying. What the world presents is dying, but not the word of God, not His word. Their hope in this broken word is that they were born again to live hope. That's why there's an empty tomb. That's why there's an empty tomb. Jesus could have just done, after the crucifixion, showed himself, removed the nails, and then went straight to heaven for everybody to see. No. But he wanted people, after 3 days, to let the people know and endure. And then, amazingly, the tomb was empty. It's to give us hope, to remind us. Are you reminded today? They may be experiencing trials right now, but the eternal joy is worth it. You have to know that it's worth it. First Peter, this is in NLT version, verse 23, it says, well, it's about born again. What does it mean to be born again? What does it mean to be born again? In religion, born again, it connotes a negative, not a bad, but a negative effect. Being born again talks about our old self dying and then being born again in a relationship with Jesus Christ. You can actually be born again already in a Christian, but if you don't have a relationship with Jesus Christ, there is no actual fruit. Okay, you might move forward or inch closer a bit, but then you're still stuck. That's why you need to crave for spiritual discipline. It moves you forward. It opens blind eyes, makes your spiritual eyes see. Oftentimes, when I open my Bible, my first prayer is that, Lord, it is in His Word. And He said, Lord, may Your Spirit be upon me to give me wisdom and revelation so that I may grow. It is for our own growth. You are not going into a religion. It's not a religion. It's a relationship. When Jesus said, follow me not as a slave, but follow me as a friend. Follow me as a disciple. That would disciple and disciple. I love your church. Very vibrant. The people that you reach out in the campuses. Very vibrant. The mix, the demographics of the church. I love still seeing Tito Ted back there. The first time I came here, I saw Tito Ted. And he was pouring his heart out. And up until now, he's still pouring his heart out. Still back there in the discipleship booth. That is our very bloodline. What is in your bloodline? In my bloodline, there's only two things. Coffee and discipleship. Well, Cebo, once in a while. But it's there. Born again. You are born again because it comes from the eternal living Word of God. Good. It's never going to go old. Have you heard about the horoscope that they added another sign or something? It's not 12 anymore. It's now 13. Why? Because they miscalculated, but not the Word of God. Wow. The Word of God stands the test of time, stands any scientific scrutiny. Being born again is a relationship with God. It's the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow. His promises are sure yesterday, today, and tomorrow, and it will make you grow. In verse 24, as the scripture says, people are like grass. Their beauty is like a flower in the field. The grass withers and the flowers fade. But the word of the Lord remains forever, and that the word is the good news that was preached to you. The fruit of seeing you grow is that if you're moving forward with joy, with eternity in mind, this service is open for all, for everyone that is welcome. But our desire is that you will move, you will grow in your relationship with Jesus Christ. Why? Because of the good news. The good news, the Bible. The Bible is God's revealed world to us. The Word becomes world when we live in it. Are we living it out? That only you can answer. Okay? If you're losing hope, in the Bible, my forever. Sa Bible, my forever. And all the singles say, hindi ko alam kung dito lang yung madaming single or dito lang yung malakas yung faith ng mga single. Don't just let the Bible be another book on your shelf. Let it speak to you and transform your life. When the promise is not there yet, what do you do? Do you complain? Do you blame Jesus? Do you just completely shut it down and said, it's old school. It's never old school. Maybe our heart has changed, but never the Word of God. We have to move. Before you can actually move, you have to check your heart to move forward. It won't move forward if your heart is not in the right place. When you see a Bible, what is a Bible? Is a Bible a lifeline for you? Is it a lifeline that without it you can never survive? Or you only go to it in case of an emergency? We have to crave. God reveals Himself through His Word. You must crave pure spiritual milk so that you will grow into a full experience of salvation as if you're crying out for nourishment. It's not that here. That's not here. I remember we did a parenting seminar yesterday and she was asking about how to discipline her baby because she always cried. She always cried for attention, for milk. Do we cry out for that kind of nourishment to Jesus? Do we cry out when we read the Bible? Do we really cry out for us to be fed? I want to show you this video. This is in China. That stage really happened. This was taking 1980s up until now. That happens. You know, I was amazed. We had Pastor Jackie and the Chinese apostolic team in Jason's house when we met them. We're just amazed and blown away by the depth of their relationship, their still desperation with God for His Word. You know why? Because they're hampered. It's not free. They can actually get caught bringing this. You're even ashamed to bring this to the church on a Sunday. It may be in our gadgets, but once there's a notification that pops up, who do you go to? Notification or Bible? Read my Bible, pray every day. It's true. It's just true. Do we crave for it as if it is our life? Or because there's so much things in our life that it's just on the shelf? On the shelf, on the side. If the Word of God is powerful enough to create new Christians, then the Word of God is powerful enough to create desire. I'm not being self-righteous here. I pray this. Lord, give me a new desire for You and Your Word. Lord, pigain mo ako. Nakakatakot yung prayer na ganun, ha? Kasi once you ask Him to challenge you, He'll stretch you. But then I know after stretching, there's a great breakthrough ahead. A new experience, a new refreshing of who He is in my life. Who He is and who He ought to be in our lives. The Word says here, 1 Peter 2 verse 1 said, so put away all malice, deceit, hypocrisy, and envy, and all slander. That's how. I skip all the other things because I just want to emphasize on this. Why do we need to emphasize on this? That's in our heart. Remember, our heart is sinful. That's how we are. But then again, hang on to His grace and His Word. It's true. Ask for that desire. Lord, I desire for Your Word right now. Lord, I desire for newness in my walk with You, in my relationship with You. Lord, it's like as if I'm courting You again. Do you remember that time? Especially those married that you were courting your wife. Even though hindi pa siya nagtutoothbrush, she looks so pretty. She smells so good. Why do you have to go back? The Word said, because you've tasted what is good. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Taste and see that His love endures forever. It does endures forever. Don't ever think that spiritual growth is optional or marginal in the Christian life. It's a must. It's a must. Never say that you're already there at the peak. No. We're like infant babies that crave pure spiritual milk. You know Gabby's, right? Can you show that picture of my daughter in Gabby's? Went to Gabby's yesterday. Why? We went to a resort here and I promised her banana split. It's one of her favorite. Banana split. 3 days passed. She hasn't had her banana split yet. Because I don't know what happened. There's no banana split. And then yesterday I just said, Pastor Archie, I need to just give her ice cream. Anywhere that there's ice cream. We went inside Gabby's. When I checked the menu, guess what? There's no banana split. I said, oh man. Another day would pass. And then I asked, what's this Oreo Bonanza? And then written there in small letter, it's like banana split. It's their own version of banana split. And she loved it. She kept on eating it. She thanked God for it. I had to remind her, you know, thank God that even though they had the banana split, they still gave you Oreo Bonanza. It's better than the banana split. One third into eating her banana split, she just stopped. And that's it. She doesn't want to eat anymore. And there's a lot, right? It melted. Her craving got satisfied. And the ice cream melted. And Oreo Bonanza became a milkshake. No. Sama na tingin nyo, no, kung ako kumain. No, I did not drink it. But it just melted. It went away. The desire was gone. If you desire things of this world, those desire would just go away. Falter with the next best thing that you think it is for you. The Word of God doesn't just bring transformation, but sustain us throughout our Christian life. It sustains us until we meet our Creator, until we're in heaven.